Emergency officials say hot and windy conditions more than doubled the size of the Bryan Head Fire overnight in southwestern Utah. The fire is now 28,000 acres in size and only 5% contained. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Firefighters have struggled to contain the blaze that started on June 17th near the Bryan Head Ski Resort near Dixie National Forest. A northerly wind shift helped spread the fire, which has destroyed 13 homes and several outbuildings. Erin Darboven, a spokeswoman for the Great Basin Fire Management Team, says weather conditions are making it more difficult.
This bone dry air combined with the fuels and the winds. So we have Mother Nature's winds that have been generating from a north-northwest direction and pushing it into the Panguitch area.
Nearly 800 people are working on the fire with more crews requested. Governor Gary Herbert said the cause of the blaze was likely a weed torch used in dry conditions and said residents should be more vigilant during the hot summer months.
This year to date, 75% of all the fires we have been man-caused, which means they're preventable.
Several hundred people have been ordered to evacuate the communities of Bryan Head, Horse Valley, Clear Creek, Beaver Dam, Blue Springs, Mammoth Creek, Rainbow Meadows, and Panguitch Lake Campground. A red flag warning signifying high risk of wildland fires remains in effect through Saturday. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.